Man, dude, just shut up, Tom Nook. Oh,
hi. I didn't see you there. Sorry, I was playing a little bit of that Animal Crossing. Welcome to a new installment of Keeping It 99's mini-series. Or mini-sodes? I don't know what it's called. Localize It, where we talk with Northeast Ohio musicians, and we have them pick a Northeast Ohio band, past or present, and the song, what they want to hear on the show. Today's a very awesome episode, in my opinion, if you ask me. Today we got Nate Serafino, or Nathan Serafino, depending on how you feel about syllables, from one of my favorite bands out today. No exaggeration, just go back through any episode of Keeping It 99 and you'll hear me fanboying out over this band, Sweaty Mammoth. Sweaty Mammoth is a Cleveland-based band that I highly recommend to legitimately everybody. I put them over anybody in any conversation. I'm like, Sweaty Mammoth. It's ridiculous how much I like this band. And so I'm very excited to be able to get Nate here. And I'm excited to see what Nate's going to be picking. I don't know what song he's picking. He might not even know. You know what I mean? Because this band that he's picking, Schnauzer,
hey, fuckface, remember me!
Has a million songs that are great. Maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe it's not a million, but every song Schnauzer's ever done is great. The fact that one of my current favorite musicians is picking one of my favorite bands of all time makes me like them even more. I wonder if I could just, like, adopt Nate. Baby, can we adopt Nate? We'll talk about it. Go check out Sweaty Mammoth for real. Go to their Bandcamp. I can't put them over enough. Also, speaking of bands that I can't put over enough, Goosed this Saturday. They're going to be streaming. Go check out their Facebook. Goosed by God is a good way to search up for it. Goosed is going to be streaming a live show from the West Side Bowl this Saturday. We'll talk a little bit about that more tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a great episode as well. If you like what you hear today, subscribe to Keeping It 99. Rubber City Redbeard and myself will be back soon to do an actual one where I'm not so friendly and grateful, where we'll probably just be making fun of shit together because it's been so long. I miss your Redbeard. Let's just jump into it. Let's call Nate and let's talk about some Schnauzer. This is going to be exciting.
Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle.
We know how to make some music, and the music ain't supposed to stand still.
Hello, how's it going, man?
Hey, it's going good. How you doing, dude?
Doing quite all right, man. You know, all things considering, I'm doing all right. I'm trying to keep myself from going stir crazy by doing these podcasts. So, I am I'm very, very appreciative of you answering the phone today to help us to do another one of these mini episodes, man.
Of course, man. Living the quarantine dream, I see.
Yeah, yeah. As our listeners of the show know, I'm quite a fan of your band, and been listening to that new fucking Sweaty Mammoth from Bandcamp, bro. Fucking great shit. Wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we've been just slowly trickling stuff out, you know, trying to keep people interested through all this. We could have probably planning on releasing the album, but we were planning on releasing it, like, a while ago, but now that all this shit went down, we can't really, like, play shows and promote it and stuff, so we're just kind of stringing people along, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. You guys are doing a great job at it, for real. What we're doing here on the show is we're talking to Northeast Ohio musicians or just people that have at least been to a Northeast Ohio local show to pick a band and a song
that they want us to play for the day, and I hit you up. You were kind enough to say that you were all about it, and why don't you tell our listeners what you're picking today?
Well, I was thinking if there was anything that could possibly represent Cleveland at its finest, I was thinking about the band Schnauzer.
Oh.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
Mainly because those guys have the absolute craziest live show, or I guess had the craziest live show. Everybody knows they, you know, their band met a pretty unfortunate, tragic end. A few of their members passing away, which is a bummer, because we never got to play with them, and I would have loved to have played with those guys. But, yeah, I don't think that those guys could be any more Cleveland if they possibly tried. I always say that Parma is probably the Cleveland of Cleveland because, like, the way that the rest of the country looks at Cleveland, that's the way Cleveland looks at Parma. And those guys sound and embody Parma at its fullest. And, yeah, if I could pick a song from them, I'd probably pick, Prison Weight Room. That song, I mean, I don't even know what album it's from, but I saw those guys play live a bunch of times, and, like, every time they played that song, the place just erupted, and people, like, lost their shit, and that was probably, like, honestly, their shows were probably the first time I was ever exposed to, like, just how rowdy Cleveland metal really is, and that's kind of honestly what got me into it. Like, so growing up, like, my uncle kind of got me into metal, and my grandma lives in Parma, and he grew up in Parma, and he was good friends with Jim Kanya, and was actually in a band with them. It's a band called Minch. You should check them out. They're pretty sweet.
What do you guys like, noisemakers?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Oh, yeah. Had, like, one really ridiculous, like, out of control basement recording style album, but it's kind of getting a little sidetracked. But those guys, you know, he played in a band called Dr. Bitch, and he always invited me out to go see those guys, and I finally went when I was like maybe a freshman in high school, and, you know, just barely getting into metal, to this show down in the flats at this Tremont, at this place called Pats in the Flats. You ever been there?
Oh yeah, I remember Pats in the Flats.
Yeah, well, they had this show there, like, during Christmas every year. It was, like, they called it the Krampus Show. And these dudes, like, it was always Dr. Bitch, Schnauzer, and band Punching Moses, who also ripped. These guys played, like, slide guitar and stuff. And Schnauzer always headlined. And these dudes dressed like Krampus would always come in and throw these gifts while Schnauzer was playing. And they'd be, like, all sorts of, like, ridiculous Alice-themed things, like, you know, country albums with wieners drawn all over the dude's face and stuff, but, and Schnauzer would be playing, and it was just, like, pure mayhem, and, like, that was my first memory of ever seeing Schnauzer, was, like, being this young kid just getting into metal, and that was, like, a holy shit moment, and I was, like, I want to do that, I want to play, you know, with these dudes someday, I want to, you know, they've just got me into it. So that's why I picked Schnauzer.
Schnauzer is also one of my absolute favorite bands of all time. Prison Weight Room. Prison Weight Room. First time I ever saw them on stage, they had, like, the actual, like a weight bench. And, like, my friend didn't even like metal, but he got so into the show that he was on stage just lifting weights during the show. To the point to where Kanye had to kick him off. He was like, get this asshole off the stage. And he was just fucking so deep into it. Yeah, Schnauzer put on one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life. Like, every time I saw him, it was an event. And so like I said, like, when you picked Schnauzer, I was just like, oh my god, like, I already loved your band already, and then you go the Schnauzer route. Because if somebody listens to your band and they listen to Schnauzer, they don't, there's not, people will not compare them. You know what I mean?
And oh, yeah.
And so,
definitely not.
and so when somebody who is currently in one of my favorite active bands picks a band like that, I was just like, yeah, just take all my money, Nate. Just take it all. but yeah, dude, a fucking awesome pick. Prison Weight Room, great song. I want to ask you if you guys have any shows coming up, but that's just me being a dick, so I'm not going to ask. But
I wish we could say yes to that, but, you know, we were supposed to play on May 2nd, but that obviously got canceled.
Right.
But, you know, we've still been working on stuff. It's been a struggle, but we finally figured out how to jam digitally, which has been, like, a shitload of money dropped into, like, fancy audio interfaces and beefed up computers and stuff, but it's worth it because we can practice and pump out some tunes and keep the riff machine going, you know?
Oh, that's what's up, man. I can't wait to hear what you guys come up with. It, you know, as a big fan, I'll definitely be right on it, dude. Thank you again so much. Great pick.
No, thank you, man.
Great pick for the listeners. I know some people are going to be pretty excited with the call of Schnauzer. I've been hoping that somebody was going to pick him since the day we started this. I was like, I can't wait for somebody to pick Schnauzer. It's awesome that it was you. Thank you so much, dude. You have yourself a fucking lovely day, my man. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks to you too.
I will.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hey. Have a tequila shot.
You know what? I might have to.
All right. Man, I love the show.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you do. I mean, it's really cool that you keep everybody engaged in the scene, and so you're kind of becoming a centerpiece of the Cleveland Akron music scene.
Shucks, folks, I'm speechless.
Shit, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, man. Ah, Nate. Nate's too nice. He shouldn't have said nice things about this podcast. I'm a terrible person. Really. Great dude from a great band who had a great pick. We're going to be playing it here in a second. I hope you join us tomorrow. I hope you subscribe to the show. Tell your friends. Tell your wife. Your mother. Your girlfriend. Your sister. Tell all the ladies in your life. I don't know why I'm rambling. Let's just get into it. Join us tomorrow. We got a really cool one. Daily Fatback Davis is going to be on the show, and we're going to have a nice long conversation where I think we realize that we might be twin brothers. It's going to be really, 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 really cool. Can't wait for you to check it out. He's going to be picking Ringworm, so it's like all just dope Cleveland bands this entire week. So, without further ado, let's listen to some Schnauzer. Here's some Prison Weight Room. Jim Kanya, the best ever.
No! Show me to the goddamn weight room now! Let's get ripped, fucking asshole! Boys, there's a new dog in the house. Get the fuck off the bench! Go get me some wine! Listen to what the fuck I say! Or you're gonna get raped! Now I'm here to stay! Nothing waits every fucking day! 100 pounds I'm gonna curl! I'm the top dog in the inmate world! One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight! I'm just getting ripped if I'm gonna survive! So hand me another 45 to the fuck away! I don't need a spot! Show all you fuckers what I've got! I'll bench press everyone in the fucking room! A built motherfucker! In the prison weight room!
Surprise, motherfucker!